We will soon have a president of this country more qualified to be a greeter at Walmart. No, I have to take that back. A greeter at Walmart would have better hairstyling sense and more common sense than our soon-to-be president. From my point of view, as an African-centered, liberal, and progressive, there are many shortcomings our new president-elect has, but none of them have to do with his social media game, which is straight on point. I don't believe I'm saying this, but a 70-year-old white guy's social media skills are killing it and are putting me to shame. Our future president be spitting mad Twitter posts at all times of day and night like crazy. Yes, I know that saying be spitting is grammatically incorrect for all of you grammar police and anal retentive language nerds. Another thing that our next president is doing, and I think this is more unconscious and subconscious, is the attitude that being an older person means that you are slow, lack energy, and inept with technology. This dude gets it in on Instagram, Facebook, and is like Darth Vader with a lightsaber on Twitter. Cue the respirator breathing sounds. Luke, I will make the Empire, America great again. Hashtag a wall, a really beautiful one. What Donald Trump is doing with the power of social media is something we can all learn from, and that is promote your point of view and get people talking about it. We liberal and progressive folk got our messaging and branding completely wrong when it came to connecting and engaging poor, struggling people in this country, black, white, brown, gay, straight, of any gender. We have to out-Trump Trump when it comes to social media. We have to stop posting pictures of us rocking the dog filter on Snapchat and doing that stupid mannequin challenge. Mannequins are stagnant, frozen in time, and that is something we as progressives cannot be. And that is stuck in doing the same old things that don't work no more. We as a people who believe in equity, franchisement for all people, regardless of race, gender, and sexual identity, we're going to have to talk to the people who are not like us. We're going to have to reach out to the evangelical, Republican, borderline racist, maybe totally racist folk, that the idea at one time of sitting down and having a conversation with us would make you nauseous. But that is what we're going to have to do. And I believe that social media is the key. So whether you rock Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, if you're going tired and stuffy, even LinkedIn, or if you know a Republican that be rocking Snapchat, reach out to someone who's not like you and engage in a conversation. As a matter of fact, I have an idea. There was a movie a few years ago entitled A Friend for the End of the World. I'm not saying that a Trump administration is the end of the world, but I think it's time for us to start talking to one another, even though we may not agree. My black African-centered liberal progressive self is looking for a friend for the duration of a Trump administration. So if some of the things that have come out of my mouth make you sick and you don't agree with one word that I have said, let's connect. Every now and then through social media, let's engage in a conversation and maybe yet exchange phone numbers and talk and maybe do something even more crazy. Let's actually meet sometime, sit down, break some bread, or at least have a cup of coffee, and let's try to discuss what will be happening to our country that we both love passionately over the next few years. And perhaps influence, persuade, maybe even change a few minds. My name's Coley Tengela, and that's my take. Sweet, sweet, sounds so soulful, don't you agree?